This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Football League set a lofty goal for itself some years ago, reach $25 billion in revenue by the year 2027. The league is more than halfway there, but it's going to take a lot more fans to reach the finish line. To that end, the NFL this week struck an exclusive deal with Chinese internet giant Tencent to stream NFL games to China. Marketplace's Rima Kreis puts the deal in perspective.
Actually, I'm going to let Victor Matheson put the deal in perspective. He's a sports economist at the College of the Holy Cross.
Even if you only get a third of the people or a quarter of the people to watch the NFL, that's a bigger market than the United States.
Tencent will stream most NFL games along with the Super Bowl. The tech giant's platforms, including social network WeChat, attract more than 900 million monthly users.
This is the same company that paid the NBA $700 million for broadcasting rights of basketball games.
Basketball in China is more popular than football, but last year, live streaming of NFL games there grew by 17% to 37 million viewers. Adam Grossman heads up Block 6 Analytics.
If there is a decline in the U.S., really getting in front of international audiences is critical.
NFL viewership dropped 9% during the last regular season. Under the Tencent deal, the NFL will have 3 years to raise its score in China. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.